Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, we're going to be talking a little bit about your schedule as a musician and what is the optimum time to really be creative and really help you as an artist who might have a full-time job or might have a side hustle as well to be able to go full-time. Now, we are bringing you this episode after speaking to a few of our mentors as well as some of our members. So our members have been with us over a series of months and they have been working with us to go full-time in their music while also a lot of the time having part-time jobs or part-time side gigs. So it sometimes can be really difficult to be able to prioritize your time and also have the time to be creative, more importantly. What we found over the last year is that a lot of artists need the space and need the breathing space to actually be creative in their own right. So one of the biggest ways in which you can organize your time and organize your creative streak is actually pushing it towards the weekend. I know there are times when you want to have some downtime with your job, or perhaps you've got a 9-to-5, go out and see friends if you'd like to, but you really need to be allocating some good hours to your craft. If possible, you need to get into the habit of writing every single day, but you don't have to make the jump straight away. Starting with the weekends is always a good way to get into a daily routine, and then you can start expanding it to the evenings, or you might feel you're more productive in the mornings. But the point is that you are setting up a regular schedule to be creative. Now, the second thing is also having time to be able to do a lot of admin work. We know as artists, it's not just about the creative process, but also being able to progress opportunities. The best time to do this is when you're really switched on and you've just woken up. Before you get into your day job, before you get into the swing of the day to day, you need to make sure that all of this is planned out and done and executed, because you're going to waste those good precious hours where you're focused and you're really, really charged on your day job, which if you're doing music as a side thing, I'm assuming that you are wanting to go full time in music. So why would you be using those good hours on someone else's project? You need to be able to be fresh and ready to go. So make sure that you do all your admin and make sure that you're progressing opportunities, taking a look at where you are on your roadmap, and then moving forward from there. As an artist, it's always going to be difficult to set time aside if you're not doing music 24/7. But the point is to get into a routine about doing it. So our first point is making sure that you are up in the morning and that you are saving those few hours, even if it's just 1 hour, maybe it's 30 minutes, just to get sorted and get ready for the day so that you can go to work or you can go to that job, that 9-to-5, feeling like you've already been productive. That's a really big confidence boost, and also will get you in the mindset of doing things and allocating that time to emails and whatever else. Then in the evenings and the weekends is creative time. Making sure that you stick to these and making sure that you're still writing and that you're still producing whenever you can is really, really important. Just separate these two, the left brain and the right brain activities, and you'll hopefully find that there's a lot more progress that's going on. We've done this with a few of our members and we've seen a massive, massive uptake in their productivity, and we hope that it works for you. Let us know also if it is something that is useful by tagging us on Instagram at hyper_tribe. If you'd like to become a member of ours, head over to www.hypertribe.com. If you're looking to go full-time in music, we're here to help you on that journey. We've got a lot of tools, community, and support that's going to really help you as a backbone to that journey and make sure that you're keeping motivated. So until next time, take care and stay safe.